Carbon dating. Is the Earth really old?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, if you had to put together a list of the five most asked questions you receive, I'd guess that the topic of carbon dating would be one of them, right?
Well, just yesterday, talking on BBC Radio, the second question the interviewer asked me was about carbon dating. If I'm on a talk show long enough, that question almost always pops up. But the question doesn't just come from skeptics. I remember when a Christian leader said, "You creationists have to believe that the fossils are millions of years old." And when I asked why, he said, "Well, because carbon dating proves this." I'd venture to guess that even the average Christian thinks that carbon dating has something to do with the dating of the Earth as millions of years old. But actually, it only has to do with thousands of years. Now, while evolutionary dating methods like uranium, lead, or potassium argon come up with dates of millions of years, they really can't be trusted. Why? Well, because of the fallible assumptions built into them. You see, some of our own scientists have shown that these dating methods can sometimes get dates ranging from 0 years to millions of years in one rock layer. You see, before evolutionary scientists even try to use their dating methods, they already believe the fossils are millions of years old. We believe that most of the fossils were formed from the flood of Noah's day a few thousand years ago.
For more fascinating information about the age of the Earth, read Dr. Terry Mortensen's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.